path to finding love looks different for everyone. And for some time now, dating apps have played a part in that process. But the endless swiping left and right is burning some people out. And there's a growing movement towards swapping dating apps with meeting people in real life. Shannon Tebb is seeing that trend firsthand. She's a matchmaker and dating expert in the city. And we've invited her onto the program for part two of our summer dating series, Dating Here and Now. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So dating apps, online dating, what role does that have in the dating scene today?
Well, I think a lot of people are just getting tired of the apps and they're really looking forward to kind of connecting with people in real life. I mean, when you're dating online, you have to kind of put in that extra effort. You have to swipe, you have to message people in a relatively, you know, recent time frame so you don't miss somebody. So there is a lot of work that goes into it. And you also have to make sure that you have a really nice profile that's going to stand out. So sometimes people are feeling a bit discouraged when it comes to online dating because they're not getting the results.
And what are they getting exactly? What's the experience that people are telling you about their online dating experiences?
Well, some people are getting catfished. Some people are, you know, meeting people that don't look like their photos. Sometimes they're just getting ghosted. And it's just becoming really frustrating for people.
Now, dating apps have been around for a while. Why are we seeing people starting to rebel against them now?
I think people just want to get out there and have fun and really start living and start doing more activities and joining communities such as like running groups or paint nights, anything that's going to put them in front of people that are also sharing similar interests. So it's less about connecting online and more about connecting in real life.
Do you know when that trend started? Is it something to do with the pandemic where people, you know, weren't seeing each other anymore, or did it start before that?
Yes. I think after the pandemic, people were tired of swiping. I mean, all they had at the time was the online apps. And now people like really just want to start living. They want to go to festivals. They're doing more group activities. So they're meeting people in a group setting and there's less pressure, right? So it's kind of it's more of a fun way of dating and meeting people organically, and there's less pressure.
So who exactly is leaving the app? So, because, you know, folks are still on there. So who do you find is leaving?
I would say definitely the millennials and Gen X. I feel like they're just not like really into it anymore. They're connecting better in real life. They're trying different things. They're joining different groups. And a lot of times they're focused on building their careers. So they don't really have time to be wasting swiping and searching for that person. And they're more willing to let it happen organically.
I mean, with the reliance on dating apps over the last decade, is it hard for them to make this transition, you know, to go back to the in real life? What are you hearing on that?
Yeah, I feel actually that they're more excited for the transition. It's something new. Like I said, their main priority is them living their own lives and having fun. And if they meet somebody, that's just an extra bonus. So I think like people are more focused on their personal lives, building hobbies and interests, working on personal development, and then kind of seeking out a partner after that.
And so as folks are venturing into the IRL dating scene, where are they finding mm-hmm. romance in the city?
Well, there's ways where you can go out and dine with five strangers and meet at a restaurant and not know who's going to be there. There's singles events specifically for singles. There's social events that I host in the city at nice venues. There's running clubs. All sorts of different things. There's paint nights, you know, book clubs, trivia nights. Yeah, I think the best thing you can do is go on Eventbrite and type in singles events.
Okay. Does dating on apps still have a space in today's society, in your opinion?
I think it does hold space. It holds space for maybe people that don't want to be really social and are more introverted and kind of like just relying on technology to connect with someone. So there is still that element of usage, but I think people are still wanting to see if they can connect with someone face to face. They want to see their mannerisms. They want to feel their energy, you know, speak to them, see them in person. And that's when they're really going to decide if this is the person they want to move forward with.
As a dating expert, did you anticipate this shift?
Actually, I'm really excited about it. And also, like, people are using matchmakers more, too. I think, you know, I've always encouraged people in Toronto to get more friendly, to really put themselves out there, talk to strangers, you know, chat with people when you're waiting for the streetcar. Just get comfortable being uncomfortable and trying different things. And I think that's when you really, you know, push your boundaries and also boost confidence.
How did you get into this role, becoming a dating expert, a matchmaker? Like, what led you down this path?
I've just always been obsessed with human connection and relationships. And in university, I kind of gave dating advice that always worked well. So I kind of created a career. I started as one of the first dating coaches back in 2010. I hosted a bunch of singles parties and then built up a network of singles and transitioned into matchmaking, which I've been doing full time for the last 10 years.
So for folks who are venturing out into the real world, getting off the apps this summer, where do you mm-hmm. suggest they begin if they haven't tried it out?
So they could definitely research what's going on in the city, research festivals, you know, put yourself in environments where there's big crowds of people, which is going to maximize your effort of bumping into people that share a similar interest that you do. Check Eventbrite. You know, check running clubs. Think about write down your hobbies and interests and then research where these events are happening. Put yourself there, having someone that's accountable, like a friend or a coach. And even you could try matchmaking to see if that might help as well, or working with a dating coach.
When it comes to this shift, do you think folks are going to lean in and stick to down this path, or are they going to revert back to the apps?
I think now in the summer, people are more out there. They're on patios. They're, you know, enjoying the weather. So I think probably when fall and winter and it gets colder and, you know, we see cuffing season, people are going to kind of jump back on the apps and look for somebody to kind of snuggle with or stuff like that. But I think right now in the summer, people are more independent. They're traveling. They're exploring. They're in Europe. So they're maybe not even in the city as much. So they may not want to start anything super serious with somebody because they're focused on their own personal goals to start. So I think that we're going to see more of a jump back online, probably when it gets chilly.
All right. Well, Shannon, thanks so much for this.
Okay. Thank you.
That is Shannon Tebb, matchmaker and dating expert at Shanny in the City. And this summer, we are exploring what it's like to date in Toronto. So stay tuned for more on our dating series when it continues next week.